USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump delivering remarks as he's touring some of the areas that were hardest hit by the tornadoes in Tennessee.
Well, I do have a message, and I have a message for the families of those that lost their lives. We love them. They're special people. It's an incredible place, incredible state, a tremendous heart. Already you see people rebuilding. I mean, it took place literally hours ago, a couple of days, and they're already rebuilding. I've never seen. We were flying over. You see the blue roofs going up. It's all over the place. They're just great people. It's a great state.
273,000 jobs were created in February across the country. That's up from 165,000 predicted. The unemployment rate fell to a 50-year low to 3.5%. Those numbers were higher than the analysts had predicted. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The number of coronavirus cases in the world now tops 100,000. World health officials announced a new death toll being 3,400, including at least 14 Americans. When it comes to the coronavirus, though, causing worry and anxiety, Dr. Drew Pinsky tells Fox News,
"The panic is far worse than the virus. Let the professionals whose job it is to contain pandemic do their job. They're doing an amazing job. Worldwide, the efforts and the effect of the organizations like the CDC and the WHO has been remarkable. And yet the media continues to take every effort to fan the flames of panic. Look, the WHO has said there's about a 3% fatality rate on this virus, and every time they say that, they always qualify it and say, we expect it to drop a lot once we understand the full extent of the virus."
President Trump is sending about $8 billion out to fight the coronavirus outbreak. The president signed the funding package this morning that Congress passed earlier this week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Joe Biden is pulling away from the other main contender in the Democratic presidential primary race. A new Reuters Ipsos poll shows a former vice president with 45% support. That gives him a 13-point advantage over Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. When it comes to the choice between Democrats and President Trump, Trump 2020 spokesman Laura Trump says,
"It seems like if you're a Democrat in this country, your choice right now looks to be a socialist who is a communist sympathizer, or Joe Biden, who I think a lot of folks legitimately, Ed, question his cognitive function in many cases."
What do you mean by that? Because that keeps coming up.
Well,
and the Biden campaign undoubtedly is going to push back and say you're suggesting something, what, health-wise?
I'm supposed to be rooting against Joe Biden, and every time he takes the stage, I feel nervous that he's not going to be able to coherently string a sentence together. And if I feel that way, I think Democrat voters out there probably feel very nervous about him. Who would be running the country if this individual really is not showing that he's functioning with all gears moving here? I think it's fair to call that out and ask what's going on. He forgets what state he's in. He called it Super Thursday.
Laura Trump speaking there on Fox News. And finally, Americans are set to spring forward this weekend as Sunday marks the beginning of daylight savings time. At 2 o'clock Eastern Time on March 8th, people across the United States will need to turn their clocks forward 1 hour to reflect the new time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.